8th of March 2020. Message of the Father through Mato Oyinia. Introduction. We have ended Lent, and I have been carrying in my heart for some time the question of what I can pass on in meditation during this holy time. Although it is possible for me to use the text of the last years, which I also do occasionally when my time is short, but that was not what moved me. So I asked my Lord what might be his wish, and I think I understood that now some meditations should speak about the Father's book, so that the believers become better known with this message. What is the Father's message? It is a so-called private revelation from God our Father in 1932 by Madre Eugenia, an Italian nun. This message was examined for 10 years by the bishop in charge, Monsignor Alexandre Caillot, who came to the following conclusion. In accordance with my soul and conscience, and with a vigilant awareness of my responsibility towards the Church, I declare that the presence of a supernatural and divine force seems to be the only explanation capable of providing sufficient logical justification for all these events. The Church has therefore recognized this message, and we are on safe ground. Whoever wants to find out more about Madre Eugenia and read the text of the whole book will find this little book, which I can highly recommend, on appropriate pages on the internet or elsewhere. How did I come to the Father's message, or better, how did this message come to me? It was in Ecuador, when a woman who lived a time in the community as a guest gave me the booklet and asked me to examine it, since it is a private revelation. I then read the longer report of the bishop in charge, and when I found that it had already been proved positively, I did not see the need to examine it again myself. But then I wanted to know the words of the spiritual content, so I read it. From the very beginning I was deeply touched by this booklet, because through the voice of the Father, as Sister Eugenia wrote it down, a great and tender love of our Heavenly Father could be notified. This has deepened my relationship with God our Father very much, and above all it has created a great trusting relationship. Almost in every page of this booklet, with a small amount of text, God assures us how much He loves us, and that He desires that we get to know this love, and that we are sure of it. The so-called private revelations are a great treasure of the Church, if we only think of Lourdes, Fatima, Guadalupe, for example. There are many more messages which have a living influence on the life of the Church. We can think of the message of Sister Faustina and similar messages. A fundamentally negative attitude towards so-called private revelations is not appropriate, because one should appreciate this more immediate prophetic dimension of the Holy Church. Certainly, it is right to examine it and to point out if something contradicts the teaching of the Church. Some revelations may be false or mixed up, or they may have been given by imaginations, or, in the worst case, by the powers of evil. But these misguided messages must not be the reason to close oneself in principle to the intervention of the Lord on this prophetic path. Otherwise, there is a danger to wipe out the Spirit. After these introductory words, we want to turn to the Father's book starting tomorrow. I will half by day ask to accompany the meditations with musica sacra, so that the daily speeches follow a similar pattern as usual. Since I will only use excerpts from the book, it makes sense, as I already mentioned above, to get the whole text. We now let our Heavenly Father guide us on the next stage of Lent.
Today we listen to the Lord's Prayer in Hebrew.
Avinu, Avinu, Avinu Adonai, Avinu, Avinu, Avinu Adonai,
Avinu Shebashamayim Yitkadesh Imcha Tavo Malchutcha Yaseh Retzoncha Keva Shamayim Ken Ba'eretz Et Lechem Chukeinu Tan Lanu Hayom
Avinu
וסלח לנו על חטאינו כפי שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון כי מחלצנו מן הרע כי לך הממלכה הגבורה בתפארת לעולמי עולמים